You're listening to Marianne Kennedy and World on 3, and it's time to welcome our session guests for this evening, who are Karen Matheson from Capercaillie, joined on piano and accordion by Donald Shaw, and Matthew Watson on guitar and fiddle. The occasion is the release of Karen's new album, Urum, which means honour or respect, and the three are going to start out with Verlin Baruch, the Baragali.
Ukarea, ukariu erbahtu achirinu Zechikur te tanehishen Sasishi kachirar
Beautiful stuff. The maritime credentials of the Western Isles well to the fore there, with Karen Matheson singing Verlin Varach, with Donald Shaw on box and Matthew Watson on guitar. Karen, the album is called Urum, which means paying honour or respect to whom?
To, I suppose, ultimately my parents, or initially my parents, you know, my parents who both passed away in the interim between making my last album and this one. And in fact, when my mother got ill, I was in the process of making a new album, in the middle of making a new album, which was a mixture of material, both English contemporary songs and traditional Gaelic songs, the same as my last two albums. But in that journey, when she passed away, I found these old photographs, and I just found myself actually literally carried away with just the whole sentiment and the journey that I was on emotionally in losing her and my.
And you've reproduced some of these.
Yes,
it's not just photographs. I mean, like envelopes,
yeah,
with addresses,
letters
to. Letters to Bara by Oban.
I know. Amazing things.
Beautifully old fashioned.
That we found.
Yes.
You know, that's war letters from the war of my mother's uncle Michael, who was killed on a ship. You know, he was only 18 at the time. And that's letters of him sending back to an 8-year-old sibling, you know, back in Barra. So it's very poignant. And stories that I may have heard as a child, but they were always in the distance. They were just stories, you know, that didn't really have too much significance. It's only when you suddenly find an envelope in your hand, you know, or a photograph, and you can put a name to a face, it just takes on a completely different
meaning. And were you doing that by yourself, or were you doing it? I know that when it's happened in our family, people end up going through everybody else's drawers and say, oh, I don't have that photograph.
Yes.
Or that makes sense of something that I have, and it makes the current generation connect as
absolutely,
well.
Absolutely, absolutely. Again, you know, I've actually, some of the photographs on the sleeve were recovered from a house in France, would you believe, because of a relative who had married a Frenchman, and that when their house was cleared, all the stuff was taken over to France. So again, you know, stuff that could have been lost along the way, and you know, very fortunately we've managed to retrieve them. So yeah.
And yours and Donald's upbringing in Tinault was a very musical community,
yeah,
in itself.
Yeah.
And the music comes from both sides.
Absolutely.
Of your own family, doesn't it? The Barra connection is the Gaelic and the song, but
yeah,
but your dad was quite
absolutely
in that musical upbringing as well.
Yes, my dad played button box, and his parents were Skianach. They were from Skye, so my next journey, in fact, is to do the Skye connection. So it's really been an amazing voyage, and I would recommend it to anybody.
Now, that first song that you sang was,
uh-huh,
was a Barra song.
Uh-huh, indeed.
You say that you learnt it from the singing of one of my favourite singers, Chrissie Mary McDonald. Chrissie Mary Denny.
Aye, Mary Denny.
A beautiful, beautiful natural voice.
Absolutely.
Do you need to be given the song via somebody's voice, or does it hit you differently than if you come across something in a book?
It hits me differently, absolutely. If I that song, I first heard purely with her singing it, and I then came across it in a book, Jocelyn Chin and Gillian, you know, but I don't know that I would have actually gone for it if I had just found it in the book. I think it had to be, you know, through her interpretation of it. That's such a valuable thing. It's the passing down again of a culture and something that you feel connects with you personally. So, yeah, definitely.
So we'll have another couple of songs,
uh-huh,
from the album a little later on,
yeah,
but you're going to give us something a bit different now.
Yeah, this is a song which I got from Cy Cann, the great political activist from back the 70s, an American, and it's about the demise of industry, I suppose. In this case, the closing down of the cotton mills, in particular the Aragon Mill, so it's called the Aragon Mill.
Well, I'll let you get back behind t'other mic, if you want to get in touch with us while you're listening to this fantastic session, you can tweet us at BBC Radio 3, and the hashtag is World on 3. So let's listen to Karen, Donald and Matthew now with the Aragon Mill.
Mm-hmm.
the east end of town, at the foot of the hill, there's a chimney so tall, it says Aragon Mill. But there's no smoke at all coming out of its stack since the mill has shut down. It's never coming back. And the only tune I hear is the sound of the wind as she blows through the town. Weave and spin, weave and spin. So quiet, I can't sleep. The mill has shut down, 'tis the only life I know. Tell me, what will I do? And where will I go? And the only tune I hear is the sound of the wind as she blows through the town. Weave and spin, weave and spin.
Saikans, Aragon Mill. Thanks to Karen Matheson. More from herself, Donald and Matthew later on in tonight's World on Three. Her new album is called Urum, Honour to Previous Generations. I'm joined by Karen once again to ask her to introduce us to your heritage track for tonight. We always ask our guests to bring in a song, a track, a piece of music that has meant something special to them in terms of their culture or their own musical journeys. So what have you brought us?
I've brought tonight a track which is very special to me in that it's something I heard probably when I was about 16 years old myself, and it was of Flora McNeil singing the wonderful Lament Maroon Kialok, and I think she was about 16 when it was recorded. And over the period of time that I knew Flora and learnt songs from her, her voice never wavered in terms of the effect that it had on me. Just that sort of timeless, evocative quality that she always had. And this song, I think, just conjures up that for me, the lament.
It's a beautiful and I hesitate to use the word bitter because it's heart sore,
yes,
certainly, at the loss of
her husband
yep, William Chisholm.
That's him.
But the beautiful, beautiful images that she conjures up of just what a man he was,
yes, yeah.
Also having lost Flora just this year. I think, also sang this song at the beginning of the year in the Martin Bennett Grit Nae Regrets. They were younger singers, almost like inhabiting the spirit of the singers that Martin Bennett had used samples of. That must have felt a little strange,
It was a magical experience, the night itself, but it did feel strange. I mean, I was very honoured to be... I mean, you can't replicate Flora or any of the singers that were there on the night, but I think we tried to make it our own, you know, and hopefully it came over like that, but it was a very special night.
Well, there was a certainly, I mean, with the musicians all together, certainly, but between the singers, there seemed to be this great solidarity.
Absolutely.
So let's listen to the lady herself. This isn't the 16-year-old Flora singing.
No.
This is a more mature one.
Yeah.
But I do remember hearing some of these recordings of her as a teenager, and
yeah,
very special. And as you say, she stayed that way right the way through.
She did. She did.
Och herrlich euch Stuart, schät du schein malere, o kuam kach ni wakem, aun en goku natar, na kjall mi, vola like tu naski, hat dusch katschru tu njoik mi, morun
One of Geildim's great tradition bearers, Flora McNeil, and My Fair Young Love, Maroon Kialok, accompanied there by Alison Kinnaird on Clarsach, and that comes from the album Cruv na Nuol on Temple Records. Beautiful stuff. Karen Matheson's heritage track for tonight. And Karen is back behind the song mic now and rejoined by Donald Shaw on accordion and Matthew Watson on guitar. And they're going to carry on with a pair of Pushabiel, Kianil and Kuperu Taleru.
Ferenil, kinil, ferenil, kinil, ferenil, gurunil, warabor, kinil, ferenil, kinil, ferenil, kinil, ferenil, gurunil, warabor, stelumanotiche, dua, stelumanotiche, dua, stelumanotiche, dua, stelumpuraido, stelumanotiche, dua, panotiche, dua, stelumanotiche, dua, stelumpuraido, minera. Rai 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 Ferenil, Corunil, Maramor. Kinil,
Karen Matheson, Donald Shaw and Matthew Watson with a great set of Pushcha Pia. Do you want to come back over here? You're going to have to not sit on Matthew's
foot. I'll not sit in the toilet. I'll kneel at your feet, Marianne.
Do you know, I think that's a first for World on Three. The guest artist kneeling down in front of me. That's entirely not necessary. The first of those two pieces of mouth music is very popular, but that second one's a little more unusual.
Yeah.
Where did it come from?
I found that again on Topar an Dulchais, on the great archive of digitised recordings from the School of Scottish Studies, and in actual fact found great difficulty getting the words of it, if you know them, Marianne, or you can find them anywhere for me. So I've had lots of people trying to find, track down the actual lyrics. It was collected by John Long Campbell, and we've looked in Canna House and can't actually find any written, only the actual taped version. So
sometimes they're just tantalising that way.
Yes, so we've taken what we can from it, and it's a lovely wee thing.
When you're away from the band setup of Capper Cayley, does it give you a kind of freedom to do things that you might not do within the band setup?
Yes, it does. It does. I suppose I can be more intimate with stuff, which is difficult if you're in a band with eight people. So I suppose I do lean towards that a bit more of the, you know, the slower stuff. The Capper Cayley sound is very energetic, and so maybe I get a chance to be a bit more reflective. So that's kind of nice.
And you have you've got a whole load of fantastic guests on the album.
Absolutely.
Anna Massey, Matthew behind you,
yes,
there. But also folks like Sumik Dutta and Sekou Keita,
yeah,
as we mentioned before. How do those connections come about? Is it a sound thing? Is it a meeting people thing and crossing paths at the right time?
A little bit of both, I think. It's obviously a sound thing. I think the world is just getting smaller and smaller in terms of music, in terms of everything. And, you know, it seems like the most natural thing in the world to have an Indian sarod or an African kora now, you know, representative of their own culture, like a harp, like we would have in the Gaelic tradition. And I think it's an incredible thing that these cultures are now heard alongside each other, you know, and we just wanted to try and emulate that on this album. I know it's being done all the time now, which is great.
So. And of course, where else but in January in
Indeed.
Glasgow at Celtic Connections, and Donald is being very quiet over there at the piano. When do we get to find out just exactly what all's happening?
Well, I believe it's 20th of October. So that's why I'm looking so stressed over here in the corner.
Yeah, I think not the, seen him for the last 6 months.
We'll have to sort of evolve some kind of Celtic Connections advent calendar.
Yes.
That's right. 20 days to go.
Countdown has
20
begun.
More sleeps.
That's
until.
It.
Well, you're going to sing one more song for us.
Yes.
And I was really delighted to see this song on this album because it's a revisit.
It is.
Urne van Heegra, The Prayer of the Tigran Woman, written by my lovely cousin Monty,
yes.
The poet,
yes.
Catriona Montgomery.
Yes.
Can you set it in context from when it originally appeared in Crosswinds and why you decided to come back?
Well, it originally appeared, we were actually invited to go over to the Pan-Celtic Festival in Killarney many moons ago, so long ago I can barely remember, and Catriona wrote this poem which Donald set to music, and Capercaillie this is, and we performed it at the festival, and we won, actually, which was an amazing thing, and had such a brilliant time. And the song, we did perform it for a number of years with Capercaillie in a different vein. And then last year...
It was a very current situation at the time.
Absolutely. And you know, the kind of story that you just hope will go away at some point, but unfortunately is relevant still today, you know, and will go on being so. War-torn country, you know, children starving, poverty. So it's visiting a subject again, which is just very... very current, as you say, but also last year I was invited to guest on a Spanish album, a man called Peo, and he invited me to sing this track on his album because he loved it, and so I revisited it then and realised, you know, that this was just something that wasn't going to go away, that I wanted to bring it back again. So we've done it with the McFalls Chamber Orchestra, which again in itself gives it a very different treatment again. So these songs there are so many different ways to present them, you know, and it's lovely when you can, you know, you can regurgitate, if that's the right word, and
revisit.
Yes, that's a much better way of saying it.
Well, I'll let you head back over.
Thanks
to the song, Mike, and we'll listen now to The Prayer of the Tigran Woman, Urne van Heegra, which appears on Karen Matheson's new solo album, Urum. Armada, Thanks so much to Karen Matheson, Donald Shaw and Matthew Watson for a really serene session here on World on 3. The album is called Urum and it's out on Vertical Records.